station. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find the party. Try to get in touch with me. She could not.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, I'll tell you what, the sentencing in the January 6th insurrection cases is all over the place, and I would like to see it get a lot tougher. Many hundreds of people from every state have been charged, and obviously there are gradations in seriousness. There always are. I get it. Some of them who hit a cop, stomped on a cop, were on video and breaking windows and all that, are obviously being charged with felonies, and that's all good, even though many of them are just simply being released before trial, and the judges are murmuring sympathetic things in some cases, and I think that's wrong. But what kills me is the rest of them, there's some that were occupying the Capitol. They knew it was wrong. They knew it was a criminal trespass. You can't do that. That was off limits. And they're sitting in congressman's desk with their feet on the chair or up on the desk. They're stealing stuff, souvenirs, laughing about it, giving interviews. There is a judge who just said, "I am tired of light sentences being handed out to these folks." And my ears perked up when I heard that. Thought, well, here, we finally have somebody who's going to do something about stopping this in the future. Because other judges have given simply probation. You know, the equivalent really of just a municipal ordinance citation or parking ticket. One of them gave 30 days in jail. So this judge says, "I'm going to be tough. We need tougher sentences. We need tougher sentences." And what does he do? He gives a guy 45 days in jail. In other words, 2 weeks more than the other guy. Wait a minute. There was an insurrection. Yes, Trump ginned it up. He should be criminally charged for it, just like he should for his extortion, fraud, and threats of criminal prosecution in Georgia to the Secretary of State. There's a lot of ways to criminally charge him. And Merrick Garland, I think, should do a lot quicker, better job in getting around to that. But the people in the insurrection, yes, Trump ginned them up. And yes, there's some more culpable than others, the ones that actually used physical force and all that. But the truth of the matter is, a mob that goes up there and is swinging at the cops at the barrier gates, poking them with poles, running into the Capitol, breaking down doors, breaking glass. One agent had to fire through the glass to protect some congressmen and shot Ashley Babbitt, who died. Another Capitol Police officer about to be stomped to death, and he said, "I have 4 children," and then a few of them protected him. You know, that is a mob conspiracy. You don't give people probation for that. There's something, 600 of them around the country? You don't give people probation for that. It's all over the lot. Some are being charged federally. Some are being charged in whatever the rules are in their home state. But a lot of them are getting off. And a lot of them, judges are giving little political speeches, cover their own behinds, especially if they're in a red state, about, well, you know, and it's regrettable, but blah, blah, blah. No, it's more than regrettable. So the sad thing is, a guy who thinks he's being tough goes, "I think 30 days is way too short." And I agree, and I'm waiting, and he goes, 45 days. These people have to, there has to be a deterrent. There has to be a deterrent. And if it's a misdemeanor, usually that's somewhere up to a year in jail. It can be 6 months, 9 months. There can be extenuating circumstances if they have young kids at home and all that kind of stuff. They have Huber. Let them out to work and back at night. That, you know, there's a lot of things you can do, but you don't just go murmur sympathetically and go, "All right, I'm not giving them anything or giving them 30 days. Come on. You're going to see that happen again if we continue to treat people that way. You really are going to continue to see that again. Well, Havana syndrome, you've heard of Havana syndrome. The Ruskies are doing this. What they do is they use high directed radiation, radio beams, and they cause neurological damage to our CIA people, to our diplomats, people in our embassies. It came in the news yesterday because they just discovered it in Colombia. The country of Colombia in South America. It's happened in Austria. It's happened throughout Asia. You know, Hanoi, for instance. It happened in Austria. And it's equipment that the Russians have used in the past during the Cold War. Vladimir Putin is behind this. And the thing is, they are just beaming at will. They know, obviously, where our embassies are. They have found out where the home addresses of our people in our embassies are in the host countries, in Austria, in Colombia, in Hanoi. And what they do is they beam them, and this causes terrible headaches and cases neurological damage. We've had hundreds of CIA people around the world and people in embassies who have been damaged by this and who've had to retire. They've had to retire. Why are we not doing something about it? We say we're investigating it. Now, one of the things we could do would be to do it to their diplomats and others and do it a lot more severely because we do it better. That seems extreme. The other one is we have economic power over Russia. Russia is has an economy about the size of Italy. It's, I don't know, something like 10th in the world. It's a bit player economically. Their only export, really, natural gas and oil. And we have them skunked there. We can simply, we've already said we're not buying bonds denominated in rubles. When we do that in New York, that ripples around the world. We can do a lot more. We can bar them from the international banking system. We can bar visas for any Russian student or tourist coming to the United States. We can make it clear to Putin that if this continues, there'll be worse consequences. And then we can start beaming them. Beaming them. In the vulnerable countries, beam their KGB people. They have a new name for it. It's no longer KGB. I call it KGB because that's what everybody understands what they are. Murderous, secretive organization. Beam their ambassadors. Beam them in their homes. They got to knock it off. And we've got to be a lot tougher in our response. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her.